This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Bets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. So, you know how we have stuff like Gatorade when we exercise, you know, things to get our body back after hard exercise? Well, what do we do for our dogs? They need something too, right? Well, my guest today created a product that is amazing. And this is for all of you hardworking dogs and, you know, even dogs that just need a little oomph. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Kevin Bauer. He is the founder of Fervor. Welcome, Kevin.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for having me today.
I'm so happy to have you on. So tell us a little background, or a little bit about what Fervor Pet is. And I know it's Fervor, but fervorpet.com is your website. So what is Fervor?
Yeah. And thanks for the intro, Michelle. Gosh, one of the best I've had in a while. So Fervor, F-U-R-V-O-R, is for sure a play on the word just fervor, right? So like a fervor, excitement for life, energy, you know, living every day to the fullest. And it was really just sort of based around we are a positively crazy pet family. And so I've grown up around dogs since I can remember, right? Since being knee high. And we're a very outdoors family. I have two sons. And for as long as we can remember, we have lived outdoors with our dogs. And whether that's, you know, hiking, backcountry, camping, any place that we could take our dogs, enjoying the great outdoors, they were with us by our sides. And so this concept of Fervor was really a family passion project, like close to 4 years ago on that hike, when the younger of my two boys and I just, you know, we're having a perfect little lunch break. It's a hot September in the Teton Mountains in Wyoming. We're looking down at our two Britneys and we're saying, hey, like we're having this perfect drink and snack and we're just giving our dogs some water. And why? It's 2020. Why at 2020, as you were saying, is there really no equivalent of a Gatorade for dogs out there? When your working dogs are hot, but you know they need nutrition and it's not the right time to give them food or kibble or really a solid treat, like why is there not an alternative in the market? And that idea, that hike led us to start Fervor.
Always the best products and most innovative products, I think, that begin with a need. It's like, why isn't this made? Why isn't this made? Well, I'm just going to make it, you know?
You know, so again, like being around dogs and being outdoors, like we've seen products come and go over time. Like we've seen powders come and go over time that never stayed. We've seen some gels that have kind of come and gone over time. And so not a brand, not an approach, like simplicity and formula, but knowing it's delivering a punch for your dogs for nutritional value that has stayed. And so to your point, like we thought there was a really big gap and need in the market and we wanted to do something different than what we had seen taking place in the past.
Now, Fervor is a liquid.
Yeah. And so we are a liquid. We are in the category of bone broth. But Michelle, we couldn't be any more different than the traditional pet bone broths out there on the market, right? We're not an apple and an orange. I often say, like, we're an apple and a watermelon. Like, so take a look at the label of most boxed bone broths. And And Michelle, we also, like, we lucked out over the last 4 years from that hike to, and we've been in the market now 2 years. We just had our 2 year anniversary. So maybe I'll focus on the last 2 years. Like, we couldn't have predicted that some of the leading brands that are just your traditional box bone broth for pets, what they would have been doing as we are creating a first of a kind product. So most box bone broths now are anywhere from 97 to 99% water. And at some point, gosh, if there was like a regulatory or a governing body, wouldn't you just force those brands to say what it is? It's flavored water. It's not bone broth that has nutritional density that's delivering anything for your pups. And so our view was, we were a big believer in bone broth and what it could do if it was dense enough for your dogs. And so if you look at our bone broth, it looks a little bit more like a, gosh, like a caramel sauce. And so you get to squeeze it out of our bottles. And if you have raw food, moist food already, like people are drizzling it on their food at mealtime, we really suggest if you have kibble or dehydrated foods to add some water out of it to make a gravy, like the trend towards moisture at mealtime. And then we also, as you were saying, for active, sporting, just like working dogs, dogs in service, we have a big portion of our customer base, our community that's using it as a Gatorade. And they're taking 2 or 3 tablespoons of that caramel sauce, that thicker product, and they are putting it like in a 1 liter squeeze bottle, your typical squeeze bottle, and mixing it with some water. And then they have this like hydration on the go formula. And so hydrating their dogs before activities and then hydrating their dogs after activities. It's funny, like all the science that you read about sort of the human system and the importance of getting hydration right and the right nutrients right. We are so close in connection, the genetic profile, as well as, I'll try not to get too fancy, Michelle, but like how we synthesize proteins and other nutrients. We are so similar to dogs. So those reports and the analysis that we've been seeing for the benefit for our human body over the last several decades, we learned so much for that, for like how we should be thinking about delivering nutrition through hydration for our pups. And that's what we've done with Fervor.
Great explanation. And we've gotten into a lot of science on this program, so not a problem. But you mentioned something about other bone broths that are on the market. So your product is not just for taste. It has a purpose. So you are giving your dogs bone broth for health reasons, right? If you're looking at a bone broth that's mostly water, flavored water, doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose of it? I mean, I know for some, I don't, like, full disclosure, I don't really like Gatorade, but I've had some medical situations. You know, we all have medical things where you have surgery. They want you to drink Gatorade. And I didn't pick the right flavor, but I'm not a big fan, but it's important to. And then for athletes that, you know, are hardcore, I just go to the gym several times a week, so I'm not that hardcore. But if athletes that are hardcore, you need to, you know, put back certain nutrients. So if I took water instead of that, that would be detrimental to my health.
Yeah, so I don't want to say detrimental, but it's only like helping some portion, right?
Right, you're just hydrating.
Of what you're missing. Yes, right. And so it's not giving you any replenishment on the nutrient side. It may be helping your body if for whatever reason you may truly be dehydrated and need to get water back into your body, but it's not helping you recharge in other ways that nutrients can. And you are absolutely right. So like the current box bone broths on the market, they will be adding some moisture for mealtime. And there's a benefit for just maybe adding moisture at mealtime. And there, to your point as well, Michelle, there might be a benefit of that palatability, that little bit of that beef taste or a little bit of the chicken taste or a little bit of that salt profile. So maybe you're picky or finicky eater. If you add a little bit of that traditional box bone broth, like, oh, they maybe re-engage a little bit more at mealtime. But ours is so much more beyond that. And I find like for the typical consumer, if they feel like I'm just like, it can't be that much different. And so I feel like in 2025, most people understand what protein is. And so it's the top of any pet food, right? That guaranteed analysis is the protein is the first item on the list. And so I just say like, don't read any other ingredient on my packaging versus traditional box bone broth other than just the first ingredient. And so percentage inclusion of our protein in our product is right around 30%. And we're working on some new formulas that could even be pushing that up even closer to 40%. And most typical box bone broths are like a half of 1% to maybe 2%. So that's why a lot of our marketing or messaging is just like, we're 30 times more nutritionally dense, almost in every nutritional category. So just like if you're a believer in bone broth and what it might be providing your pups, just pause for a second, look at that label and just give us permission to talk to you. Like, please look at this video and like learn all the nutritional benefits that our product could be providing. And you nailed it. Like, so there's proteins, and behind the proteins, the number one protein is collagen in bone broth. And like all the great things collagen can be doing for skin and coat care and GI tract care. If you have a lot of protein, our products have all the 10 essential amino acids. And the amino acids that you can only get, the 10 essentials, which you can only get from food, are helping your dog in so many different ways. And then a lot of people don't even know, like, naturally occurring bone broths have really cool things like chondroitin and glucosamine, things that pet parents spend a lot of money on for those supplements, like the medicines for their dogs. And you can get them in these naturally occurring products. So our human grade, limited ingredient, naturally occurring products. And I was talking to just one of our favorite pet stores the other day, and they said, hey, like, we think that you might even be missing some of your messaging. Did you know, like, in our products, this was a pet store owner saying, hey, in your mobility product, which is, I can talk to you about it, it's one of our fastest growing products, it's our beef bone broth, and we added some cool things to it. And he's just like, the typical soft chew for glucosamine in the market has about like 500 milligrams. Maybe if you are adding two of those, right, it's 1,000 milligrams. It's 1 gram. He's like, your per serving for your mobility is already at 4 grams. He's just like, there's so much nutritional density in your product that for that pet owner that could be looking for hip and joint issues, skin and coat issues, GI tract issues, like those 10 essential aminos, like this really unique all-natural product that can help your dog out in so many neat ways.
You know, you're leading right to what I was going to ask you about, besides, because we talked earlier about, you know, for active dogs and so forth, but, and you just in talking about the joint mobility and everything that's there. Can Fervor be a great product for dogs that are in recovery from surgery, or you already mentioned mobility and joint issues, so I know for that. But what about dogs recovering from surgery or any sort of, I guess it would be surgery. I mean, I can't think of an accident, that would be surgery. You know, anything that's unfortunate that they need a little something to recover from.
Yeah.
I'm not a vet, you could tell.
I
mean?
Well, I'd say like one of my biggest ambassadors, this is a group of people out in Wyoming, a search and rescue avalanche dog team. And they've been using my product now for about 18 months. And so a quick shout out to the Grand Targhee avalanche dog team, about 12 crazy pet parents who are amazing skiers and their companions at their side, making sure that when people get in trouble, they've got dogs helping them find them. And so one of their handlers, Casey, and their dog, Miko, and this is such a great example. Like, dogs are so intuitive, right? When they aren't feeling well, right? And whether that's like an obvious internal ailment or, you know, that hip and joint issue is not making them happy, right? And so we often talk to vets, and we also talk to Casey and his dog, Miko. He noticed really quickly this tail off in just appetite, right? The dog's not feeling well, doesn't know why it's not feeling well, and just eagerness to kind of show up at mealtime and actually have a clean bowl. So Casey and Miko, ultimately, Miko was diagnosed with stomach and I think potentially rectal cancer, a beautiful midlife yellow lab. And so Casey used our bone broth as that palate enhancer to make sure that he was getting that clean bowl of food done prior to surgery. And then again, all the really great amino acids, if you think about it, that are kind of helping the dog in so many different ways internally and externally. And then also it was post-recovery as well. in this program. And so there's a video on our Instagram with Casey and Miko talking about, like, it was an essential component of the diet regimen, just helping a dog manage, making sure that they were getting nutrition at mealtime pre and post surgery. And as you know, anyone that's gone through a dog that's been sick, sometimes they never want to think about solid food. So if they're going to drink something, and knowing that they're drinking something other than just water.
I hate to interrupt you. We got to take a break midway. So we're going to take a break real quick and then we'll get right back. Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets. On Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Kevin Bauer. He's the founder of Fervor. So, Kevin, please continue. So, you're talking about how well Fervor can do for your pet when they're in recovery, when they're not able to, maybe for some reason their appetite's not there.
Yeah. And so I'll just finish on, and again, I'm cautious of getting too scientific, but what I love, this analogy works with me all the time. And that was a story about Miko and Casey and Casey using Fervor Bone Broth to help Miko pre and post surgery. And by the way, he's fully recovered and he is on the slopes this season. And so
wonderful news.
Surgery and a great outcome. So when you go into a hospital and you're sick, and you were just talking about sometimes in life when the doctor's just recommending, you know, that electrolyte fluid, whether it's Gatorade or not, if you have ever been given an IV bag, that is packed with essential amino acids for your body. And what I love with this comparison, think about bone broth when it's done right. It's packing those 10 essential amino acids that your dog needs, as if like you're giving them a drip IV line. You don't get it when your solution is at 99% water, but you get it with Fervor because it's so concentrated. Then you get to dial up or dial down how much dilution, how much water you want to give. And my last thing I'll say, Michelle, is like, historically, vets would be giving bone broth to end of term, end of life dogs that have really kind of shut down. And it was like the only way to get nutrition into their system, bowls of bone broth. When I'm finally starting to having a chance to talk to the vet community at our 2-year anniversary and starting to go to some of the conventions, we're trying to give that community, which is super educated on the benefits of bone broth, trying to say, here's an alternative that is really driving nutritional density in a way that their traditional options were just never there. And so whether it's, you know, the dog that has the short-term stomach ailment, whether it's the dog, whether it's old or young, that might be going through like that hip and joint or that muscle ache issue, or that late stage dog, like bone broth is that additive support at mealtime, or is that hydration drink can help dogs of all ages, shapes and sizes in different ways. And that's why our community has just been exploding the last couple of years.
Well, I'm so happy for you. You know, anything that you can give your dog to make your dog more comfortable, healthier, live longer, that's it for me. That's wonderful. But let me ask this, because this question always comes up. I always get emails about this. Safety. So it's bone broth. It's safe. But would there ever be a situation to where, if dogs have certain allergies, of course, you should always check with your vet. But would there ever be situations where it would not be safe for your dog?
Yeah. So the one thing, which I think is one of the most interesting things about my product, but I do answer the most emails about it. So my product is in this upside down, like barbecue sauce bottle or ketchup bottle, right? It's fun to squeeze. You get to write their dog's names or initials or a smiley face, right? You get to have fun at mealtime or when you're making the drink out of it. And one thing that I would always caution, or for the community, and I'll make fun of guys. I'm a guy. Sometimes we lose track when we're squeezing and we just don't know the difference between a teaspoon and a tablespoon. And I'll make fun of guys generally don't know that there's three teaspoons in a tablespoon. And so you just get in the enjoyment of the ease of like having fun, that experience with your dog and just and interacting with them. And so if I ever get an email, Michelle, saying, hey, my dog's stomach seemed like it was upset, or they maybe had the runs, I just quickly ask, like, how did you dose it? Can I see a video? Because if you're doing bone broth the right way, it's one of the best things for your dog's gut. It has so many natural benefits for just the GI tracts in your pups. And so if you are overdosing one, if you're overdosing, and I did have a great customer and still an existing customer, but you know, a little 12-pound dog, and she shows me the video.
At the bottle?
It was at least two or three tablespoons, and that little pup should have been getting a teaspoon or two. So it's like six times the dosing, right?
Wow.
And so, you know, once we straightened it out, once we kind of walked through the dosing, which is on the back of every bottle, you know, everything worked out. But I'd say that's the number one thing. If I ever hear from our community, hey, my dog's having some stomach issues or gut issues, I just like, hey, can we look back at dosing? Like, what's the size of your dog, breed of your dog? Are we mixing it with some water? Are you sure that you really put a tablespoon in versus three tablespoons? But it shouldn't be any different for, we use concentrated formulas in so many different uses in our life.
Let me just make a comment. So you have the information on the back of the bottle. It just means there's a lot of people like me that don't always read everything and just decide, you know, I know you said guys, but you know, guys, it's not only guys, just go ahead and play around. And before you know it, you know, woo, that's a lot.
Yes. Yes, it is right. We do have instructions, and we've got an email.
Who reads instructions? That means how much IKEA furniture I've put together backwards. I mean, so
yes, you're
it's
absolutely
not a good
right.
thing. You should read the instructions, and you should check dosage. It's funny, people don't always realize how small their dogs are. They know the large ones, but they don't realize the small ones.
No, you're absolutely right. So,
and one more thing: are you coming out with something for cats?
No, the easy answer is no anytime soon.
Can cats have this?
Yes, I want to do it. We are a small family business. We need to grow up a little bit more this year. Fingers crossed, I would love to find myself starting to enter into the cat market in 2026. But to your point, cats can absolutely have this. This is veterinary designed from inception. But star, like big star, asterisk, exclamation point, right? Most cats aren't 30 pounds and greater, right? Our average dog size for our dosing is 25 to 30 pounds. So the importance, again, of just understanding that you're mixing, right? Mixing it the right way for your cat's size.
Okay, so Ferber is not a food product, and most of the time, but people might perceive it as a food product. It's a nutritional supplement, as I understand. So do you need to transition to it at all like you would a food?
So when people do ask us that question, like I think with any, even with people ask me about this, like with soft chews that are trying to provide, right, that nutritional benefit, like, you know, easing into like a soft chew regimen. This is, you know, from a AFCO standard, it's interesting, which is the governing body, right, for food products and pet. They do view bone broth as a food product, not as a dosage or supplement product. And if you look at everything that's in bone broth, like the entire food pyramid, right, the water, the bottom rung, then proteins, fat, carbs, vitamins, minerals going up, like bone broth has all of that in it. And because of that, I think I understand AFCO's perspective. It's a, if done right, it's a entire pyramid of a food product for your pet. And so we have generally kind of fallen in line then. So you don't need to spend 2 weeks, but spend that week of incrementally ramping up the dosing. You know that you've got a 30-pound dog, the right dosing is one tablespoon. In that case, I'd probably start just with a half a tablespoon for a few days and then move to the full tablespoon at the second half of the week. It's not anything more prolonged than that. And again, anytime we'll hear back from folks on it, if there's, again, that gut issue, generally it's from overdosing, not taking the time to blend in that first week.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, Ferber also does some wonderful giving back to the canine community. Can you share that with us?
Yeah. So that on our small bottles. So when you guys go to find us, hopefully your community, we have just rolled out a new label that we couldn't be more excited about. That's just in the last, gosh, 3 to 6 months now. And that Bernese Mountain Dog on that label is Tally. She's 3 years old. It'll be rolled out to our large bottle here by the end of March timeframe, early April. And that's just a reminder of, to be honest, Michelle, like why I think I really wanted to do this. This is a platform not just to, I think about nutrition differently, right? A first of a kind approach in the pet sector. But we wanted to use our platform to bring attention to service dog organizations around the U.S., where most of them are always struggling to figure out how they get funded 1 year to the next. Tally went through service dog training. She was in an invaluable therapy dog for one of my two sons, my two sons during his teenage years. You know, just the time of his life where, you know, needed support a little bit differently than mom and dad, I would say, or his big brother or his friends. And that dog was trained unbelievably to give him that type of support, that security blanket, that heavy blanket at the end of the day that allowed him to really wind down the right way and be excited about getting up the next morning. And going through that service dog training on the sideline, watching my son and Tally go through it and the impact that that group was not just having in his life, but that group specifically here in San Diego, Next Step Service Dogs, that gives back a lot to the veteran community through the dogs that they place. Our view was, we know dogs and their pet parents relationships always have special bonds. The bonds of working dogs, service dogs that are allowing their pet parents to really live their lives, that's where we wanted to give back. And so we are doing our best as a startup company to give. Sometimes you go into stores, you see 1% back for the planet. We are saying 1% back for the service dog community in the United States. And as of right now, we are spreading that support across 3 organizations. And I think every year we're kind of mixing it up and expanding that a little bit as we get to be a little bit more successful.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. Working dogs and service dogs, they're incredible, you know, what they can do. It's just amazing. So, Kevin, before we tell folks where they can get Fervor, does it come in other flavors or more than one flavor? You mentioned joint and mobility. Are there different products for different needs?
Thanks for asking me. I almost forgot to circle back on that. So we launched with our base beef bone broth and chicken bone broth, and it comes in 2 different sizes, a 12 ounce and a 16 ounce. And the 12 ounce is about 20 servings for your average size dog, and the 16 ounce is about 30 servings. So, you know, if we look at the large bottle, it's one month of if you're using it on a daily basis. And what we were really excited to do, and it's almost exactly a year old, maybe 9 months old, we came out with a mobility version, and we're thinking about new functional versions like that for the second half of this year, which I need to keep a little secret, but we're really excited to be rolling those out in the second half of this year as well. But mobility and like, how is it different? So our number one selling product is our beef bone broth. I think some of that could be right, the concerns or allergies related to poultry. So we sell probably about 60-40 beef to chicken with our core products. And then we launched this mobility. And what we did is we want to be a brand that's not, I think as you were saying maybe earlier, we're not this supplement. We're adding all kinds of active ingredients. And so what we've said is we think that there's so many really cool naturally occurring components in bone broth. From time to time, we're going to focus on those natural components and like super boost them, like charge them a little bit more. So as we were saying, like we already know bone broth's like this is great home deliverer for amino acids. And so, hey, we said for mobility, if we focused on just a handful of these that we know from research focus on hip and joint and muscle growth issues, let's do that. So like we're telling the dog's system that, hey, it's time for healing. It's time for enhancement. It's time to send proteins to these areas of the body to really provide, again, growth and repair for hip joint mobility, muscle health issues. So we added super boosted some amino acids that focus on that. And then we also super boosted some glucosamine and chondroitin, already naturally occurring, but elevated those levels to really put, again, more emphasis on repairing mobility issues for, again, active dogs, sporting dogs, dogs with all kinds of mobility issues, whether they're young or late stage in life. And so That's the thesis. That's our commitment. We're not going to show up as this like all-in-one supplement company, but we'll be rolling out new products in the future that just say, hey, there's so many really cool things already existing in bone broth, but maybe how do we do them a little bit better that helps pups out in certain specific functional areas?
Oh, I have a whole list going on in my head of things that I can guess that you're coming out with, but I know it has to be classified for now. So, Kevin, this has been so informative talking about the positives of bone broth and Fervor and everything that you've done with Fervor. It's incredible. Where can people find it?
So our website, as you said early on, is fervorpet.com. And then on top of that, really at this point is Amazon, where we have a lot of our traffic is absolutely coming from Amazon community. And then really this is our year to moving into retail. So hopefully maybe we can circle back in 6 months. We're having some really fun discussions with some national distributors and retailers. And I think in the second half of this year, people are going to be able to find us on shelves as well at a lot of stores that they recognize.
Oh, that's fantastic. And great for the pet owner, you know, although Amazon's pretty good, but it's nice to be able to just get it right away off the shelf as fast as Amazon is. And can we find out about new products? Are they first posted on your site?
Yeah, that'll be the first place that you see them. I am cautiously optimistic about sort of the May, June timeframe, but we're really trying to plant a flag and saying not any later than 4th of July. And so I think we're at least going to be launching with one, if not two different varieties in the second half of this year.
Okay, I'm looking forward to hearing about it. Kevin, thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us about Fervor.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for all the support and all the great questions today.
Hey, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this show. So informative. And, you know, human-grade bone broth for your dog? Yes. Fervor Pet. So check it out. If you're, you know, exercising or driving or something, and you're wondering, you know, what's this website? I didn't write it down. Every single show on Pet Life Radio, including this one, we'll have a page at petliferadio.com. Go to Best Bets for Pets and just look up the show. You can also do a search, I believe, on the homepage, petliferadio.com. I want to thank my guest, Kevin Bauer, for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us all about Fervor bone broth. You guys got to check it out. I want to thank my testers, Charlie, Bailey, and Cooper. They tested it out because my doggies are in doggy heaven. So those are my testers. And I couldn't believe their dog mom noticed a difference in a week. I was shocked. But they're energetic. One's a lab, two are big beagles, and they run around. And she just said, you know, one of them's older. She couldn't believe the movement in her dog. So check out Fervor Pet. Thanks to my cat crew for not minding that they didn't get to try this out. Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. Thanks, of course, to the amazing audience. Thank you, listeners, for listening to Best Bets for Pets. Wow, we're going on 15 years. Woo! And of course, the show would not be the same without the magic of Mark Winter, my producer. Thank you so much, Mark, for all you do. And remember, you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.